Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Right, we're back, folks, with the Blue Van Man podcast presents. We've just done 5 minutes and realised I've not pressed the fucking record button. Anyway, I've been seeing on Microsoft now, they do this thing where it's, you say your name and it goes, hi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm Dave Blue Van Man. I'm Caucasian.
Caucasian.
What is Caucasian?
Snort it.
I don't know. I've never done that. Anyway, I'm bald-headed, and I go by the name of him or he, and I do a YouTube channel and a podcast. So now that I've seen it, that Microsoft do it like this, it's to be woke.
But what is woke? In fact, let's start off with that. What's the definition of woke?
I have actually looked this up, and it's somebody who takes offence of race and something else, but I can't quite remember. Everything. Yeah, no, not in the day. Back in the day, I think it actually was a good thing, but nowadays I think it's been...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Latched onto by
gender and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I think they're being selfish because I don't get offended. So I get more offended if someone's trying to describe me in a silly way.
Yeah.
So it doesn't bother me if someone says, oh, are you half caste?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. But for some reason, the left is, and it's always middle class white people, go, oh, you can't say that.
Yeah.
But shouldn't they have the respect for me to say, well, Chris accepts that.
Yeah.
So I personally don't believe in woke.
No. Well, it's there. It's there. Yeah. There's people who are offended by anything and everything, and hopefully I can get in there and offend a few of the fucking idiots because I honestly don't care. I just... You cannot argue with fucking idiots.
No, so, it's impossible.
Yeah. So anyway, that's how it's been done. This is Chris. That
Hello.
Is Aidy for the visually impaired. Chris is to my right, Aidy's to my left, which
Hello.
Doesn't mean fuck all to you. We've got some new artwork. Have you seen the artwork? Some girl, I got some lady called...
the cartoon?
Yeah, Jasmine Wallace.
It looks really good, and I'm impressed.
She did it for us, so if you want to check her out on her Instagram page, it's @Jasmine_draws with a Z. So thank you to her for that. This is Grandma's studio. It's in Loughborough. You can come here and hire their podcast studio out and they will do it all for you. They can edit it and they do everything for us, don't they?
Yes.
And also, lads, before we actually start the podcast, really good, I sent you a screenshot. We've made it into the top 145.
Which is brilliant.
Of the BVM Podcast Presents has made it into the top 145. No idea what it fucking means. There's probably only 146
can I
out there.
Make a suggestion?
Go on then.
Can we do a Christmas song?
A Christmas song?
Yeah.
What, like?
Because a lot of people now...
Chris, you can't even get time off to come and do a fucking podcast. What chance are we going to get to do a song?
Because a lot of YouTube people do release Christmas songs.
I'll tell you what,
number one.
Shall we do
it?
We'll do one for next year. We'll do it for next year. You have to record it in July or
It'll
something,
be
don't
brilliant.
You?
Didn't Elton John... Can you imagine if we got to number one?
We could, wouldn't it?
And we're on... Top of the Pops.
Top of the Pops Christmas edition, because they don't do that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd have to be, we'd be all right now because you wouldn't be touched by the presenters, would you? Well, half of them are dead. Some have been locked up.
That's true.
Yeah. So you'd be safe, Christopher. So that's it. Yeah. So come to Grandma Studio. Thank you for the Grandma Studio for the sounds and the music and everything. Really good, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now then, moving on. I wanted to chat about this one.
There's I know a mother, exactly what you're going to start yeah, off with.
There's a mother, right, who still no, breastfeeds her sons aged 5 and 6 before.
That's crazy, isn't it?
She feeds them before school and even on the playground. Says they, she won't stop until they're ready. You know what I mean? One boy has said he wants to keep on going till he's 10. Have you ever tried it off the tap?
What, from my mother?
No, from your...
Oh, a partner?
Yeah.
No.
I have.
What's it like?
It's very sweet.
Is it?
Yeah. It's not as cold. It's warm, isn't it? Because it's yeah. coming out. Like, but
I like cold milk.
Yeah, I do. I can down pints of milk.
I know this might sound like a silly question, but you know when you get semi-skimmed and skimmed? what does it taste like? It tastes like full
gold,
fat.
Gold top.
Really? Ooh. That good?
Yeah, like Jersey.
Oh.
This is a compliment to June.
Come with eggs.
a bottle of dandelion and burdock. Yeah. So you've never tried it off the...
No.
No.
Well, you?
No, never.
Yeah.
Would you?
I'd have a dabble.
I was more curious.
Yeah.
I was just... really curious to what it tasted like and stuff.
How long ago was it when you did it?
Ginger's 18 and a half now, so... It was June only breastfed for a couple of months, so it was then pretty much when she started.
Was it out of curiosity or was it a sexual thing?
No, it weren't a sexual thing. It was a curiosity thing. Of I suppose in theory I could have just took it out of the bottle because she did express.
Yeah,
but
does it taste better fresh or in the bottle?
I didn't have it out of the bottle. Oh yeah, I did because you do that, don't you? Yeah. Test it to see if it's warm.
Yeah.
So you have had it off tap. Or no, were you there? Because, well, you weren't even there.
Because Amy didn't breastfeed. No, she didn't. No, so I haven't.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. So I've had it off the bottle and the tap then. Off the tap, it does taste sweeter and better, to be fair. Sorry, Jim.
Well, anyway, when you told me about the story, I don't think it's morally right.
Yeah.
I think there's a limit, and the limit is 2.
Yeah.
Maximum.
Yeah.
To do it at 8 or 9, I think that there's something mentally wrong
with
it.
Well, the lad says he's going to keep going till 10.
And how old is he?
He's 6 now. I mean, why are you giving a kid a decision?
But yeah, exactly. He doesn't really know the rights and wrongs of the world. Mm. For her to do it...
It's the mum.
Yeah,
it's the mum. Like,
can you
it's
imagine?
Like you see some of these kids who are... still being pushed in a pushchair, which too big for it.
Yeah, they can't move on, can they?
No.
It's like,
but let's say if you're in Sainsbury's and you see a 9-year-old breastfeeding from his mum, you'd think that's wrong.
Weird. Yeah, I mean, when women breastfeed, when you go into like John Lewis's or wherever you shop and you see them and the woman's there and she's breastfeeding the baby, I have no problem with that at all. It's a natural thing.
Yeah.
The kid needs feeding. If you don't feed it, it's just going to scream its fucking head off. Mm. And I have a saying before, I'll just shove your tit in its mouth to shut it up. And that's what it's there for. And the woman can't help having to breastfeed at a certain time of the day. If the baby's hungry and she's going to have to do it, ain't she?
Yeah.
But a 9-year-old, you'd be going, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, that's wrong.
Because it's not. Right. No, I don't care what anyone says. Not right. It's not.
No, we're getting the woke lot in. No, so.
Good luck to them.
Yeah. But...
And I think she's doing it for a sexual thing and she needs help.
Yeah, well, she says here that she
is
argues...
Is she American?
No, she lives in fucking Wakefield, West Yorkshire.
Just as bad, mate. Just as bad.
She says breastfeeding. She's breastfeeding the sons, Riley and Milo. Cheryl argues that mummy milk is the ultimate parenting tool. In my day, it was a clip round the back of the fucking ear hole to put me right. My mum didn't just like flip a tit out and say, now then, David, you got to suck this and it'll make you a good little boy. I go, what the fuck are you on? Well, it doesn't mean that. He's a fucking dickhead. Oh, just unbelievable.
Yeah,
kids
right.
Hitting the TV with a hammer. She just lifts up a top, flips a tit out. Oh, this will make it better. It's not right, is it?
No.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, so it's just, she says she receives negative comments from strangers and even a family.
What, is she surprised by that?
Well, she is. In fact, I've copied and pasted it. That's what I do now. I've copy and paste it, folks, so that it's... so I know what I'm reading about. She says that she's surprised by that. And people question the way her children behave. So I bet her children are probably naughty.
Or getting bullied.
Yeah, getting bullied. Never thought of that.
Yeah, right, of course. If you go home, like if you're at school and the lads are having a laugh, you know, it's like between 6 and 10. You're just crazy, aren't you?
Oh,
and you say, oh, yeah, guess what, lads? I've got to go for my tea. Your mum pops a tit out.
Yeah.
They'll be like, yeah, you're dead after playtime, mate. It's like, what?
No, she says she does it in the bloody playground.
Oh, my God.
That's just attention seeking.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's her name? Her name is, if you don't believe us, folks, her name's Cheryl Wynne, W-Y-N-N-E. She's 39 and she's from Wakefield. Don't go on any social media and bullying her. I don't agree with that either. But this is just absolutely unbelievable. But what I can't understand is, when did you hit puberty?
I was late.
Fuck off.
I swear to God.
Yeah, that's why you've got balls the size of fucking space hoppers now.
I was 13, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
I reckon I were about 11.
Yeah. I was definitely late.
Yeah.
Yeah, I weren't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, I'm saying here, this lad, say, I mean, you can hit puberty from 8 to 14, can't you?
Yeah.
If he hits puberty at 10 and his mum's getting it out, it's going to get him aroused. I mean, I like boobs.
What, at 10?
It might be, you don't know.
I remember when I was about 11.
Yeah.
And I watched Dallas and I saw Victoria Principal.
Very nice lady.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And I had a tingle downstairs, you know, like spider senses, but I didn't know what it was.
You weren't going to get knob from behind.
It was just this tingly feeling, and I didn't get it because, and you didn't question it, you just go, oh, what's that? But I didn't get like erection or anything. And then I watched Dukes of Hazzard, and it was the same feeling.
Boss Hogg.
And that Daisy with the, do you remember the
Daisy?
Yeah,
short? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I knew, you know, I liked women. So when I got to 12, 13, that's when I hit puberty and that's when I started getting,
yeah,
like the Mayfair,
yeah,
magazines.
You find them in the bush,
Penthouse,
don't you, and stuff,
yeah,
yeah,
tape them all up.
wipe clean.
But I reckon if he's 11 or 12 and she's still doing it, he's going to get aroused. It's natural.
It is natural. It is
unless
natural.
Unless he becomes gay.
Well, if he becomes gay, fair play. Like, I mean, yeah, we've got none of that bad feelings here.
Absolutely
not. I'm not saying gay is a bad feeling. Fuck's sake, you've got to be so careful what you say on here.
You can't help the way what you fancy when you're born. Like, I knew what turned me on. And if you're a lesbian, you know what turns you on, or gay, or
trans, or whatever.
Whatever makes
the world, it's all good by us. But the problem is, well, it's not going to be a problem. I reckon he'll only fancy women of a certain age, women of a mature age.
Definitely.
Because that's how he's going to be programmed.
Yeah.
Because as a child, I believe that you get programmed in...
The way I got programmed.
Yeah.
So even to this day, I still watch vintage porn from 1981.
Yeah.
Denim shorts. The big bushy hair. So it's
up
always
there or down here?
Both.
Yeah.
Colour climax. But, so that's always
so who do you take after then?
My dad. Because that I found loads of VHS under his bed. And and I put it, I thought, what the hell?
What the hell indeed?
Yeah. And it's always stayed with me.
Yeah.
Because I don't like,
does your dad listen
people
to this?
No. But you know, women nowadays with all tattoos up their arms or tattoos on the bum, it does nothing for me.
No.
I like it, actually.
You like a tattoo? You like a sticker?
I like a woman with tattoos.
Loads of stickers
natural.
Or?
Not over the top, but yeah, some tattoos are quite nice.
Does nothing for me. No. But I've always liked the natural look.
Yeah.
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 Well, these kids will do... for fuck's sake. I don't even know what I'm trying to say anymore. I'm just absolutely so confused by a woman who wants to breastfeed a kid at the age of 10 in the playground. It's just unbelievable. But I've read through all this, and what I have found, the World Health Organization, they agree that breastfeeding is good up to the age of two or beyond. Well, World Health Organization, they're a bunch of fucking idiots anyway, wherever they get their money from. But I've read through it, and I've found out there's no mention of the dad.
Oh, didn't even think about that. Like, his thoughts.
Well, is the dad there? Has the dad got, like, fed up with the fact that he's got a son on each tit? Sorry, that's my watch just caught the stand. But that sounded good. Is there a son on each tit, and he wants a bit, and there's no left for
him? And he can't get any.
Yeah. Is he feeling, fuck this, I'm going.
What's his opinion on it?
Yeah.
Never thought about the dad for some reason.
I mean, the thing as well is, he's like, this hasn't been kept secret. Old Cheryl Wynne, or whatever fucking
name.
But
has she done it for publicity?
Yeah, what'd you do? I mean, she's one of these, where is it? I've got it. She's a, what's the technical? A hypobirthing practitioner.
What does that mean?
I think it means, I did actually write it down somewhere, but I can't see it. I'll write it in different colours as well. But I think what it is she's a hypobirthing teacher, so she helps people and gives them advice, but I don't think she's got any qualifications. So if this woman came to you and your partner was having a baby and she says, I think you should keep feeding the kid till it's about nine,
I'd ask her where qualifications are.
Yeah, I'd say, what the fuck are you on? What would you think? If your missus now, say you, now you're going to be a granddad.
Yeah, I
am. He's going to be a granddad. Woo. Can you babysit granddad any day? And your daughter-in-law comes round and the kid's nine and she just flips it out and starts that. What would
I'd just say there's something wrong there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it make you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, it would. Very.
Yeah. But
no, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's that age.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, she's 39. She should know better.
Yeah.
I know you want to build a bond with your kid and a closeness and all that, but
there's so many other ways of doing it.
Yeah, take them to the pictures.
I think she's doing it for attention. She has to.
Take them for a McDonald's. A plant-based McDonald's as well, so it's, you know,
healthy.
Healthy and saving the world, you know. So that's gave us a big thumbs down then to old Cheryl, has it?
Definitely.
Unfucking believable in my eyes, that. It's absolutely amazing. Now, moving on. What do you want to do? Do you want to do the next, what I've wrote down, or do you want to do word of the day? Have you got a word of the day?
Oh, it's been a while.
You ain't got a word,
have you? I haven't got a word for
the... Do you want to think of one while we...
Yeah.
All right. So what would...
Give me a sec. Honestly, I've had a terrible couple of months.
He's had a terrible couple of months. Fucking unbelievable. I don't tell you in case he bloody beats me up. The reason why is we've been booking this place and they're like, sorry, Chris can't make it.
Oh, no.
You all right? Or do you want me to go on to the next thing?
Go on to the next thing.
Right, then.
I've come up with something.
The next thing is...
I haven't got my glasses.
Insulate Britain. Now, I have been slating these good people of protest off. Is that you?
Yeah.
Where's all that hair come from?
Hey.
That ain't even an afro. That's kinky wave.
That's proper hair, that is, son.
Right, Insulate Britain. They've been disrupting the country now because they've moved to Manchester and Birmingham and probably Glasgow and come to Leicester. Come to Leicester. I'd love them to come to Leicester when I'm driving through. They was blocking a motorway, or they were blocking a road, and a police officer has been caught offering Insulate Britain another 10 minutes to block a road in Birmingham. No arrests were made. So this policeman has stood there and says, can you do it for another 10 minutes? And because I don't like to see good people go to jail.
Well, I don't want to slag them down. I mean, it's a pain in the arse blocking the roads, and some of them, like on the M25 or whatever,
I've got one.
It's wrong. But, I mean, the way I look at it, I mean, if there's a disaster, people will be there in front of the queue trying to get help and stuff like that. So I can see their point. I really can. You know, the world's screwed up.
Do you think they're going around it the wrong way, though?
Yeah, they probably are, blocking the roads. the main roads and stuff like that. But
why don't they just go to Parliament or get loads of signatures? Do they think the government are so thick that they don't realise that obviously houses need insulating?
These government people talk out their arses because they say one thing to us and do the other. I mean, you look at that
Owen
American...
Patterson.
Look at the president of the USA, what cars he came in.
Did he shit himself with the Pope the other day? There's a rumour of that, isn't there?
With Biden?
Yeah.
I don't know, did he?
Apparently, I don't know whether it's just fake news or what they reckon he's shit himself or shit himself in the Vatican.
Yeah, but did you see all them vehicles he was driving?
85.
That's what I mean.
What did it take for them all to come over
here? They've all been flying in on private jets. And
it's just...
It's do as I say, don't do as I do.
Yeah, and that's the bad thing about it, you know what I mean?
But it's like that COP26. What a crock of rubbish.
Cop out.
Because the thing is, this planet, I've said this before, it's going to explode. All planets explode. And what we do hardly makes any difference. It's, you know, in 3 billion years, it's gone. That's it. But for some reason, as a species, we think we're better than a rat or a gazelle. And we're not. Because we're an aberration. We're not even supposed to be here. It was just by chance. And we, like, you don't see a turtle driving around in a Ferrari or doing this thing called sport, Formula One, and taking each car and all the personnel to different countries every single week. We're the ones who are damaging it. And we come up with this crap.
That's all we've done, though, since we've been on this earth.
It's ruined it.
Destroy it.
Cutting down millions of trees. And then we do this thing. We're going to replant. Because we do it to have a clear conscience. Yeah. But I took my blinkers off ages ago.
I personally, I've got solar panels on the house. We bought diesel because we were told to buy diesel. And apart from that, diesel gets you further for what fuel you're using. I personally think that a lot of this eco damage or whatever we're doing, like you said, we're cutting the trees down, aren't we? Right. Well, let's fucking stop that. The trees are the lungs of the earth, aren't they? You lose your trees, you're dead.
You can't breathe.
Jeff Bezos, he was there, and he was saying how bad things we're doing. He's firing fucking rockets up into the air for 10 minutes so people can float around.
He's seen his new yacht.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
450 million.
Yeah. But the thing is with Jeff Bezos, right, he does this, but if he says he's going to do something, then he does it. So if Jeff says he wants to plant a load of trees, he'll do it.
Yeah.
But you're right, I don't understand. Why do you want a boat for 450 million?
Because if you have so much money...
Crazy, isn't it?
What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Because you can't go crazy with drugs, you'll lose everything. He's married, you can't have loads of women. If you can't spend it. So if you've got, let's say, half a trillion... which is like 500 billion, you want to just think, I'll just do that.
What do you do as well? How do you get your high? I mean,
exactly.
To be fair, my high at the moment is doing a podcast with you two. I've been looking forward to this so much because I just love sitting here and giving the world our opinions. Because I think we've got a good mix of, I mean, you two have said about the climate change and that we're damaging the world. And my attitude is, until China come on board, until India come on board, until Russia come on board, there's no fucking point. Because our little dot on this rock means absolutely nothing. Exactly. Insulate Britain can go and sodding well glue the faces to the M25. I don't care. I would rather run over that twat who stuck his face. Because there's ambulances, there's people trying to get to hospital appointments of cancer, these kids got to get to school, these people going for job interviews, and these silly fucking idiots think they're sitting there... Doing this is making a difference. It's not making a blind bit of fucking difference.
It just irritates people.
They are. And the copper, the policeman, to stand there and say, I'll give you another 10 minutes because we don't want to see good people in jail, should be fucking sacked.
But they're more than happy to arrest women that are trying to put light to women getting raped and beat up.
Well, you've only got to look at the Sarah Everard.
Exactly.
Sarah Everard.
The way the police handled that was disgraceful.
It was. And they don't mind when they were all around there doing their vigil and, you know, mourning the loss of somebody taken by a policeman, right? And the way they set about them women that night was just downright disgraceful.
Yeah.
And that term, Clarissa Dick, she wants dragging over the coals over it as well. But that's another subject. But
You are missing a valid point. You missed that Australia.
Oh.
The damage they're doing, they're still like digging up so much coal, and for some reason, they've gone under the radar. Mm. And you haven't seen them at COP26, have you?
Australia are there, though, aren't they?
Are they?
Yeah. There's only China, China, Russia, and I don't know whether India's there or not, but there's only China.
India won't be there.
Why?
Bloody hell. The pollution they do.
Exactly. This is it. And so it's all Greta's there chanting and sounding off.
She ought to just smile.
Yeah, she's lost a lot of credibility.
She ought to start like enjoying being a kid.
Hey, oh, fucking things gone off. We didn't hear that. I
don't understand that Greta Thunberg. Mm. How old is she? 19.
She's not very old, is she?
She should be like going clubbing. Yeah. And getting a boyfriend. I haven't seen her smile.
Nah. Sorry about that, youth club. The camera stopped. I didn't realise. Aidy got one job to do and he missed it. Yeah, Greta, you're right. I think she's lost a lot of credibility the way she's been sounding off, chanting and whatever.
Do you know why she's changed like this? She's been hyped up by the media.
Yeah.
And she's thinking she's something special.
She is. And she's got no answers to anything.
No. Because she swore and that trying to be cool. And I just think, I used to think she was all right, because she's like sat outside. Where was she? Denmark? Is she Norwegian or Danish?
Swedish, I think. I don't know, fucked if I know.
Yeah, and I thought, oh, fair play, to see a young person have that passion.
Yeah, showing an interest in politics and about the world, and I agree with that.
And now she's just turning into one of these annoying people.
Yeah, she's been groomed, I think. She's basically been groomed for this. Her
parents.
Her parents are into show business. I think her grandparents are scientists or something.
You seen Spitting Image taking the mickey out of her?
No, I've got
to. Oh, you've got to watch it. Like, Google, put in YouTube, Greta Thunberg, Spitting Image. You seen it?
No, I haven't. Oh,
they make her look hideous.
Ow.
Yeah, she doesn't wear makeup, does she?
Oh, God knows. It's unbelievable. So I'm just absolutely disgusted by the police that can stand there and say, you can have another 10 minutes. Yeah. It's not a fucking boat on a boating lake. Come in, number, insulate Britain, your time is up. They're there, they're causing trouble. And people, they're hitting just the normal, everyday person like you and me. Mm. Say you got an hospital appointment.
Yeah, I know what you're
saying. And you couldn't get there. I just honestly don't
know. It's not good for pollution anyway, is it?
No.
All that standing traffic.
No.
Well, you put it in auto thing, don't you? So when you take your foot off, it just automatically turns your engine off.
Not all of them do that.
No. Oh, Minnie's got it. We sat there one day, took the fucking hell, the engine's gone off. Yeah. And we didn't realise it. Got
does.
It.
Yeah.
Yours do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine doesn't.
Honda Civic.
Yeah. I got a new one, though.
Have you?
Yeah.
What you got? Ooh.
Same.
Honda Civic. A grey one. That's what I mean. I've had an absolute nightmare. They wrote my car off.
Come up and wrote it off. Did you hit something?
No. Do you remember when it got all scratched up?
Yeah.
And
I thought you had it all painted.
Yeah, yeah. And it was about to. And then it broke down, didn't it? Oh. And then when they took it to the paint shop,
Laughed.
Well, yeah. And said to the insurance people, look, there's something else wrong with it. So they wrote it off, sent me a message saying, look, we'll give you X amount. And buy another car.
Well, why don't you just buy that car back? If there were no wrong with it in theory.
I wouldn't have got insured.
Wouldn't you? Why?
Because it was write off.
What was wrong with it?
I thought you could buy cars back and if as long as they pass an MOT.
Well, with Esure, yeah, it was there was no point.
All right.
So I went to available car. And I tell you what, that you ever been?
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
you're just ridiculous. Overwhelmed by choice.
Yeah, load of cars.
And it took me I was walking up and down for an hour and a half. And then I saw this Honda Civic.
Is that the same?
No, it's newer.
Obviously.
Newer spec. And I'd add a few more grand to it. But it's great.
I thought you wanted a van.
I did. But the insurance was just too much.
You can't be, you're 50.
I know, but
hold on, he's 50 and tight. I think that's where we were looking there.
And I had a limit, and I thought I'll just buy the Honda.
Civic. You can't go wrong.
No,
really. Civic's made here.
I think so.
I think they are. They're up in North
Doncaster.
Out that way, isn't they?
Yeah, 1.4, 0-60, 2 days, and it's got daylights. You know the. I've never had that
before. Oh, running lights.
What are they called?
Running lights.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, but I'm pleased with it.
Oh, dear.
And in a few minutes, I've got to tell you about my new phone.
Oh, God, he's got a new phone as well. Yeah, so as it is there with Insulate Britain,
you'll be really impressed.
I can understand what they're trying to do, but to do this on the roads and stop everyday people, the people they're trying to get the support from, they're just a bunch of fucking idiots. I just cannot honestly understand how they think they're going to get the people over. The only thing I can say to Insulate Britain is go to China and protest. Go to Russia and protest. Go to
Dubai.
Go to Dubai. Go to Afghanistan.
They're try
pretty,
it.
Yeah, they're pretty polluted, aren't they, over there? So... that's it. Yeah, we've done everything on there. So now it's time for Chris's. Now, don't forget, we've got to have a jingle in here.
Yeah.
So we've got to, I'll say word of the cast.
Yeah.
And then the jingle, and then we'll.
So give me a couple of seconds.
Yeah. So now it's time for Chris's word of the cast. This is where Chris used to come up to me and Aidy when we used to work together. I have known these pair quite a long while. You know what I mean? I've said this before. I've not just pulled them out of the hat.
How long is it? 25 years?
A long time.
Got to be, innit?
Yeah, a long time.
That's a quarter of a century.
It is. It is.
Good God.
Well, Chris used to come up to us and he used to say, "Oi, do you know what this means?" Oh, for fuck's sake. So this is where Chris comes in now, and he's now going to do Chris's word of the cast.
Chris's word of the podcast. It's like Greece from the beginning. Greece. Ding. Word of the cast is nefarious. I repeat, nefarious.
Go on, then. What's it mean?
It means.
You're struggling to see.
Yeah, because I haven't brought my glasses.
Do you want to borrow them?
No, you're right.
I'm not clean. It's only glasses. It's not underpants.
Wicked or criminal. So if you've done a nefarious act, that
like
bloke,
Insulate Britain.
Yeah. Oh, that bloke who killed those two women and had sex with 100 dead women. Yes.
We weren't going to talk about that, but I ain't going to have time to do
that. That was a nefarious act.
A nefarious.
That's a great word.
We'll have a quick chat about that bloke. Why would you want to do things for the dead body?
Gross, isn't it?
Control.
There ain't no control. They're not going to get up and fucking run off.
He was obviously a weak man in life, and the only sort of control he had was to do something like that. If you're confident, you can like go up to a girl and just talk. And I've been dumped loads of times. So I've chatted girls and I say, right, and they go, get lost. I go, see you later. And that's the end of it. I don't bat them over the head and then have sex with them. I showed you.
Yeah.
But he's...
Who's the man? Yay!
He's obviously done... It's like Jack the Ripper couldn't get a normal girl. So the way he had to do it was batter prostitutes.
Did you see about Jack the Ripper, though? Because I watched the... there was a Netflix documentary, weren't there, about it? And his dad... I reckon his dad caused all them problems. I reckon his dad was a right bastard. To him, his mother, and it's like a case of monkey see, monkey do.
Exactly.
That's what
it
happens,
goes back to your childhood again.
This is what we're saying about breastfeeding.
Yeah.
It's you get programmed.
Because that kid's going to turn out weird.
The breastfeeding one?
Yeah.
He's going to be wanting to suck his girlfriend's boobs all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or his girlfriend's grandma's boobs.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah, of course he will. Yeah, when he's old, when he's like 26, I say, do you mind if I suck your mum's breast? You were like, you what?
Yeah. That's where it starts, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Grandma's tits near a nipple, down near a navel. Yeah.
It's like Rose West, her dad used to have sex with her when she was a kid. So she thought that was normal.
Yeah.
So she made her kids have sex with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucked up world.
Horrible.
Yeah.
It's definitely your upbringing.
Yeah. And then we've got Joe Biden.
Oh, I know.
Did he?
And Boris Johnson.
Apparently he broke wind in front of Camilla the other night. What is he doing?
You got to blame the American people. Why did they vote him in?
Well, it was supposed to be
110-year-old man.
What do you have, him or Trump?
Trump, without a shadow of a doubt. Trump is a knob, but a brilliant businessman. He brought so much wealth back to America.
Yeah, there were no unemployment.
No.
But did you see the... Winnie Summers, is it Winnie Summers, the black woman who won the... they had a Virginia, didn't they? They had an election.
Right.
And they're all going, all Trump's lot are going, oh, it's white supremacy. And then all of a sudden, you see her, and it's like, old dear, black, fought in the army, everything, brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Ever so far now. So, now, so that was Chris's word of the cast.
It's good.
Word of the cast. Word of the day. We've only been here about 4 days.
Yeah.
Now, moving on to intergender MMA fighting in Poland.
They had
a man fighting a woman. And it took him 2 rounds.
Yeah, but
did he win?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ref had to stop it. To be fair, I've watched it, and I don't know why I've watched it, because that means I've supported it, but I've had to watch it to have a comment on this.
I watched it as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, because Dave told me, and I thought...
Send me the link.
I sent you the link.
I must admit, she was doing all right, but, he looked a bit of a...
Well, he's an actual MMA fighter.
Well, I think
he's
wrong.
And she is a bloody arm wrestler.
I mean, she did
well. It wasn't Conor McGregor, was it?
She did well, but it's not.
It's not right.
Not right.
I don't care anyone says.
No, it's not right at all.
It ain't. He is actually a MMA fighter. What's his name? The fighter in question is Ula Sika. Oh, for fuck's sake. She's a female arm wrestler and a fitness instructor.
She's from Russia?
No, I think she's from Poland. She was no match for Pete. Piotrek Muboy. He's a mixed martial art artist, and he's described as 185 centimetres of pure sex.
Really?
He wasn't of pure sex, was he?
No, not. He just looked like one of those.
There was more pure sex in a fucking Labrador shagging your leg than what he were doing, weren't they?
Yeah.
Quite like Labradors.
Yeah, it's wrong.
It was just wrong, weren't it?
Yeah,
I honestly cannot say. Whoever thought of it, I mean, who's the bloke who does the UFC? White, what's his name?
Dana.
Yeah, he's gone against it, and rightly so.
Yeah, definitely.
You shouldn't be doing it, should you? I don't care if she's gone in it.
Send me the link later.
You've got the link.
Have I?
You've got it on WhatsApp. Yeah. I sent it to you. I says, here, this is what we're talking. This is how. This
he
is does, how it
he
is
doesn't
Chris.
Do his revision, does he?
He don't do his revision.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, it's just wrong.
Oh, MMA fans left horrified. Right, okay.
I've got a penny in my pocket.
Yeah, my bad.
You put it on?
No.
It just isn't very... It doesn't sell the sport for
no,
me.
No,
I like
not
watching
at all.
UFC, MMA.
Yeah.
I like watching
it. Yeah, it's not good for it. Not good
I just
for
cannot
it
see the point in it. It was just a fucking disgrace. No. And whoever's hosted it should be fucking done. So she put up a fight.
Yeah, she did.
Talking about fights, I mean, I'm going off the rails a little bit. Did anyone watch the Tyson Fury fight?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought he did well. I thought
it was brilliant.
Yeah, I thought Wilder did well, but he just hasn't got it, Wilder, has he?
No,
he's got it. He just hasn't got it against Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
Tyson Fury, technically... was brilliant. He knew exactly what to do.
Yeah.
Lean on him, kept on leaning on him, used his weight. Yeah. But Wilder is a really hard puncher.
Yeah.
Because you see it when he hit him and he went down twice.
Yeah, Tyson went down on purpose to get out of the way, I reckon. I thought if he's hit me here, he's wobbled me, I'll go down. I can recover.
Yeah.
And he did.
But just the way he bullied and
dominated.
And then hit him so hard. I thought it was amazing. In the 11th round, I thought it was amazing.
He hit him that hard, he put him back in the second fight, didn't he?
Oh, my God, how he went down. And you could see Wilder just thought, I've got no chance. He knew it was over.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of the greatest.
He's people mock him, but he's a good fighter. Really,
he knows.
He's a good fighter.
When Tyson Fury first came out and he was giving it all,
I thought it was a prat.
Yeah. I did. And now I absolutely love him.
God,
have you seen him on the True Geordie podcast?
No.
True Geordie interviewed him. It was fucking brilliant about his depression, how he got down. Once he'd won the title the first time.
Yeah, he had depression,
like,
didn't he?
He was saying, where the fuck do I go now? But now it's like, if you get a chance, watch the True Geordie. I know I'm boosting Brian here or whatever, but...
Watch this instead.
But
Brian did an interview with him, and it's really, really good. I've seen interviews with Tyson Fury before, but Brian just does a real good job on him. And he was just saying how he won the title, nowhere to go. That's when he got fat, went out on the piss. But now he's got a direction again.
Because he was in his sports car, weren't he? Driving it fast, he was going to crash it.
Yeah, he was going to just stick it into
the water. That's what I like. I like his honesty, and I like how, when you said about, he was thinking, where do I go from here? And now he's realised, because he believes in God, he knows that he's got a path to go. Mm. And so the way he's turned it around, I think it's brilliant. And I never, ever used to like him.
I think he's brilliant.
Yeah.
I think he's good.
Yeah. And he's been in the WWE and he's been wrestling. And that's fucking... that weren't the best of things. This thing about the wrestling, the MMA fighting.
Shouldn't be loud.
Now this is goes on. Now this is where I'm going to be controversial. And I might regret this. But does this now then count that if everybody's against this MMA thing, now what happens if a man who transgends into a woman then goes into this, into fighting women? What happens there? Because they've got the strength, ain't they? The men to, you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, but that's like that bloke in the weightlifting, weren't it?
In the Olympics.
I mean, he didn't do well at all.
I mean, let's just get this right, folks. I'm not saying it's right and I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not going to fucking get into that. It's just a talking point out there. It's
just your body's developed different. Even though you've turned to a woman, you're still going to be...
A man.
The same...
You're going to have the physique of a man, and
the strength of a man, aren't you?
Yeah.
So,
I think this is a good thing that not a good thing because I think it's wrong that a man should have to fight a woman like this, but this is going to put it out there and people don't start shouting and abusing me, just put your comments down below and I read them and I take everything on board. You know what I mean? I'm all open for discussion of everything.
Pete Sampras, brilliant tennis player. He decided, you know what, I'm not comfortable in my body. I want to be a woman. He has every right to do that because you can't help the way
he's exactly. Built. I totally agree.
And then, but he's still a man. He was born a man. Mm. So he's still got a man's eyes, a man's tongue, man's feet. So he then becomes a woman.
Yeah.
So he then
he's got, the more important thing, he's got the man's muscle.
Mm. Yeah. So then he decides to join the WTA. And go on tour with the women, he's going to have an advantage. Mm. Simple as that.
Yeah.
So, do I believe in it? No. And I think it's just gone too far again.
Because it's almost as if they're trying to eliminate a woman or women from the game, isn't it? Have you seen, there's a South Park clip out of a transgender man into a woman's support. Now, if you've not seen it, just go on to South Park and watch it, and they just sum it up perfectly. You know, it's like, the wrestler, Macho Man, Randy Savage?
Yeah.
Well, basically, it's him, and he's gone into women's sport.
Is he still alive?
No, he's dead.
When Drug did he abuse. Die?
I think he died about 5 years ago.
Did he?
Yeah. Watch! Oh, that's all
What
Conan.
About The Undertaker?
No, The Undertaker, he's still alive, but he's retired.
And then who was the one... The Ultimate Warrior.
He's
was
dead.
My favorite. He's dead.
He's dead. He got the Hall of Famer at WrestleMania, collected his award, went home, died the next morning in the hotel.
What of?
I think it was just probably steroid abuse.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Why is that worried you now?
It's just that I always
Has
remember,
that worried you now? Is it?
I remember being a kid and... I didn't understand, when people got like vascular bodybuilders, because I didn't understand it. I obviously do now. And I used to see it and all his veins were popping out.
Yeah.
And I thought, God, he was like my hero.
Oh, it's my phone.
And he's dead.
Yeah, dead. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we don't want no abuse over that, folks. We're open, minded and all that. But it's just the question that's got to go out there. Right. TARDIS moment.
Oh.
Right, that's hold on, there's a jingle here, isn't there?
Yeah.
So now it's time for the TARDIS moment. Right, we're back.
You go first, Chris.
Oh, God, the pressure.
Yeah, because you forgot and I forgot mine. I'm thinking, shit, what did I suggest?
My TARDIS moment.
Yeah, it's
hang on.
I know. I meant to remind us. Have you got one?
No, I was thinking about it.
You know what? I have got one.
Good.
Do you remember Sold Soul?
Oh, yeah.
Back to Life.
Yeah, and the album. And do you remember the summer of 89?
Yeah.
It was amazing. And I was 18, lived at home, had beautiful long hair. Everyone used to wear paisley shirts, and we used to wear flare jeans, and just going out. And
best time.
Oh, it was brilliant. And I watched this documentary on BBC Four about it was the anniversary of Volume One, and the way Jazzy B started off.
Yeah,
and it showed you London and Birmingham, and everyone was happy. So my TARDIS moment is this: is going back to 1989 and just having fun.
I love them years.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Coming to Loughborough, going to the Green Man. The Green Man. Sammy's. Going up the stairs.
Sticky carpets.
And then just like sitting on a stool and just snogging. A girl, you sat there for hours, just snogging. And it was fantastic. The lights would come up.
Inside upstairs or?
I wonder what you meant. No, I don't think so, because I wasn't that experienced. I'm not the love god you see today. I was just happy snogging. And then the lights would come up, so can I have your phone number? And you'd wait till Sunday, ask to use the phone. You'd have to carry it to the lounge, close the door, and say, shut up, I'm on the phone. It was just so innocent. And I loved the weather. When we had winters in the 80s, it was proper winter. When it was summer, it was proper summer. And
it was almost like global warming back in the day.
Yeah, and it was just, I don't know. We didn't have mobile phones. Everyone would like be word of mouth. And then if you went to a club, you went Travellers, you'd have to wear trousers.
Travellers,
wear shoes. If you didn't have the right shoes, just great.
I used to always worry, you know, because I was all getting ready to go out.
I can't believe you ever worry.
No, you used to get ready to go out, and some of the bouncers, they're a bit... And you used to go out and you think, oh, I'm going to get refused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it was a carefree time.
It was good, good times,
so mine
they were.
Is
good time.
My TARDIS moment is 1989.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Pulled that one out of the bag, didn't I?
That's brilliant.
Thank you.
Brilliant. I like
Thank
it.
You. Go, Pressure's you on you now.
I'm going to get out. To be fair, I don't want to go back too far. I'd like to go back to Schumacher on his ski slope.
Really?
Yeah, I want to see
what 8 years
really,
ago.
Yeah, just want to see. You know
on
what
his
I mean?
What?
And he crashed it on
his
ski.
Right. Yeah.
I love that bloke. I thought he were a knob at the time when he were winning everything, and then he retired and he come back. And
you've never
you think
seen.
You've got to appreciate the talent that he had. And I'd love to go around and say, Michael, you're all right, mate. I know he isn't and that, but I've got so much respect for the bloke. So I'd like to say,
sorry
Michael.
Sorry for interrupting, but I respect his family because they've really protected him.
Yeah.
They haven't done this, released pictures of him.
They haven't milked him for what he's worth.
Because he must be in a bad way still. Because how long has it been? 7, 8 years?
Got to be, isn't it?
Shame, isn't it? But that's just what life's like, you know.
Well,
you take it for granted.
Yeah.
And
good Christopher Reeve. What happened to him?
Yeah, you just take it for granted.
And you think they'd have an accident with the sport they do, but they do other sports.
That's where they
Yeah, and they hurt and they die.
Well, he got the camera on his helmet, hadn't he? And I think he fell on the camera and the camera went into his head or something. So,
what would your TARDIS moment be exactly?
Just, I don't know, probably ski in front of him so he didn't crash.
But you changed
your history. You might have caused
like
the crash.
We said we wouldn't change history.
But I forgot all I got to do at TARDIS moment. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
That's an interesting one, that is.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
What's yours?
They ain't got one yet, has he?
Come on.
I don't really know, Tosh. If I'm not... Without being boring, right? I just haven't thought about one, but...
No, I had it as well.
You know what I mean?
I think I might sack the TARDIS moment, to be fair. The trouble is the sound effects for the thing are quite good, aren't they?
No, we've got to stick to it. Yeah, we just got to be a bit more prepared.
It's just that we weren't prepared, was we? So.
Yeah, no. I mean, we've only had about 6 weeks to prepare for this. Chris has been on and off, on and off.
Yeah.
So,
But yours was good, Chris. Thank you. I like
but
that
it was
one.
Only because last Friday, I like watching BBC Four on a Friday, and it came up with the celebration of Sold Soul. The
camera's gone off.
And it just when I saw the people. Yeah, and I saw all the people. You so are? Just,
yeah,
it's
boiling, isn't it? I was going to take this off, but I can't bother now.
You want to stop with Cameron?
No, it's all right.
And it just brought so much memories, AD.
I'll tell you something, good albums, they are.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
you can still listen to them now, and they're still just as fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
So anyway, folks, the camera stopped again, and this time it didn't switch off. So if it sounds a bit out, that's my fault. Wait, it's AD. He's got one job, and he's still fucked it up.
Twice.
Right, moving on then. We will be prepared better for the TARDIS yes. moment. And people, if you want to put your TARDIS moments in the comments, please do. It's quite interesting to read where people would want to be in a certain amount of time. And that. I mean, I should have said the when the Battle of Trafalgar with Nelson, when he got shot. Oh. That would have been good to just watch him get shot. I don't want to see him die, but you know what I mean? Or the erection of his column.
Excuse me.
Who?
Can I just say one more thing about the TARDIS? Because you just started triggering my brain. That I would love to have seen Charles I beheaded.
Really?
Yeah. Because he was the last king to have power. And just to see the crowds and to see what he said.
Yeah.
His last words. And shit. Instead of like Cromwell gave him opportunity, he said, listen, you can have all the palaces, all that, but you've got no say anymore. And the narcissistic sod said, no, I'm still not doing it. Yeah. And just to see you being beheaded would be fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did they behead him? Was it a guillotine or did they just...
The axe.
The guillotine, them days, was just
the French, weren't it?
It was just a goddamn axe.
Yeah.
Good job you're steady, ain't you?
Can you imagine
if you just...
Yeah, but they have, though, don't you? If you watch some of the Tudor stuff...
They must have missed it.
There was one of the queens that Henry had executed, and apparently, was it Cromwell or not Cromwell? Who was the other one? I can't remember his fucking name. Anyway, they took the bloke out the night before, got him hammered. So when he swung the sword, he missed, and I think it took about five times to chop her head off.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's not in one way, it's quite civilized of the French to have the guillotine, isn't it?
Yeah.
One swoop. Kind of thing, but no, they reckon it was like chopping a fucking tree down.
Bloody hell!
Have you ever seen the Tudors? The drama.
The TV.
Yeah,
it was on Beebs too, wasn't it?
Yeah, you seen it?
Yeah,
it fucking good, didn't it? Yeah, that got really good. Well, horny that did.
Because it was the young kid, Henry, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Jonathan
Rhys-Meyers.
That's him.
Yeah,
he's a good actor.
Very good actor.
Yeah. You lad seen The Bodyguard?
Whitney Houston?
No.
What Bodyguard?
The TV.
Yeah, the drama.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
With Keely Orr, which fingers herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you'd know that bit.
You've got to watch it, AD. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
I never heard about it, and then someone at work told me about it, and I thought, okay, I'll give it. It's about 3 years old, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But it is really good.
Yeah, I've heard about
good.
It.
Do you reckon he's in line to be James Bond or something?
And
like
I'll tell you what. I can see his name's Richard McFadden.
Yeah.
And I can see it.
Being James Bond.
Because he was brilliant. He was cool.
Have you seen that film?
James Bond.
The last one.
Yeah,
no,
James Bond.
I've not watched it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, shit.
Is it?
I don't like it. I did a review on it and I wasn't impressed at all. It ain't James Bond. What's happened is an American's come in, he's directed it, he's fucking ruined it, and it's not.
Who's the director?
Some American. I don't know. I ain't got a clue. But if they've come in and they've fucking ruined it. They've taken it and shook it about. Action scenes were good. I was okay with them. But they've fucking ruined it. And the ending is complete dog shit.
Hmm.
Did you like it? I went to see Venom.
Oh, I've got to go and see that.
It's good. Jackson loved it.
Yeah.
What's that? Venom 2, is it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Same bloke.
Yeah, Tom Hardy.
Yeah, Tom Hardy. But that bloke, what's his name? It was in Cheers.
Ted Danson.
No. Kirstie Alley.
Woody.
Woody Harrison.
Yeah.
He's brilliant in it. He's really good in it.
Yeah.
He's wig shit, but.
He's wig shit.
It's fun. It's just a fun film.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been. I think the last time I went pitches was with you, probably.
That was ages ago.
I haven't been for ages.
That's got to be four. No, longer. 5 years ago.
No, I ain't been for ages, pitches. Yeah.
I watched the first Venom and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I liked it, yeah.
Because I read some reports saying it was shit. And sometimes you've got to take critics and just give them fuck
off. Of course
off.
You do.
Watch it yourself.
And watch it yourself.
Yeah,
and I thoroughly enjoyed Venom 1. I thought Tom Hardy made it.
I like him anyway.
He is good.
I like him
as Alfie
in
Peaky Blinders, isn't
he? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I like him in that.
I remember one of my best, not best, that's the wrong word, my favourite Clint Eastwood films is Gran Torino.
Yeah.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I like Clint.
Just
I like his
brilliant,
Cowboys.
Brilliant film. And it got panned by critics.
Yeah.
And I watched it. So if I would have listened to the critics, I wouldn't have watched it.
Yeah.
And I've watched
it. It's a good film.
And it's a brilliant film.
Well, it is like the James Bond thing. Everybody's going, oh, it's brilliant. It's great. It's not. It's shit.
Yeah.
They've ruined it. Mm. That bloody Aston Martin, it's been rebuilt more times than fucking Steve Austin.
But it's like the...
it's ridiculous.
The press was saying how brilliant that... Endgame, what was it called? The Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen... It was like watching a cartoon.
Yeah.
It was pathetic. It was cringy. It was just crap.
Yeah.
And I sat there for 3 hours. I'll never get that time back.
Yeah.
You ever seen it?
No.
It's crap.
I do like the Marvel stuff and that, but sometimes it just gets... I know it's comic
too
book.
Much.
I know it's fantasy, but it's James Bond was like... nearly 3 hours long.
Was it?
Yeah, and I sat there and I'm thinking, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
And I got up and I come out and there was some old boy. Well, I say old boy, he was 60-something. And I went, what was that then? He goes, got no idea, lad. Got no idea. James Bond, I'm in love. Oh, I've got a partner. Oh, fuck off, James. Go and shoot some Russians, you twat. Do what you're supposed to do.
I've got a good question. Do you think the next James Bond should be a black James Bond.
Do you know what, right?
Controversy.
That's it. That's fucking get me channel took down, you bastard. no, I don't. Because, and I'm not, if I was that way inclined, I wouldn't be sitting here with you, Pear, would I? Right? The book was wrote, mind you, apparently the book, the first James Bond, was supposed to be a woman.
Really?
I've done some research. Oh, right. I've read up on it, and apparently it was supposed to be a woman. But I think that's just bullshit, and I think they've made it up, and they've put it out on the internet to try and
But Channel Screw. 5 tried to make out Anne Boleyn was black.
Yeah, that's
you remember that?
Stupid.
That was just...
I've not watched it, but
God. So yeah, tell me, what's your thoughts?
I don't know, because I don't think he should be black, and I don't think he should be female, because it's not how the book is. It's not... You can't... I'm all for, you know, moving on. I'm not stuck back in the whatever day. But James 60s. Bond is British... white,
middle class,
spy.
Yeah,
that's it, and that's how it should stay.
That's how Ian Fleming wrote it, because he wrote it on someone he knew.
Yeah, and it should be that way.
AD,
you know what? I'm just getting fed up with all this, because every time it's on the TV, it's black, and it just gets too much. You know what I mean? And I
M&S have done Black Month. Did you know
that? I just get fed up
That's
with it.
That's the most racist thing
just
I've ever
too
seen.
Too much. It's just.
I've had their donuts. Their Christmas donuts. They're nice.
Black Philly.
No, it's just. No.
It's just too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just. Wait,
but they're making it obvious. Like, you put the TV on an advert. It'll have a black family.
Yeah.
Or
it is.
A ginger girl. Married
mixed
to
race.
A mixed race
yeah,
guy,
mixed
and they're going
race.
Through TK Maxx pulling a trolley again. He laughing.
I
and
just
that.
Think it's. Gone too much. It's, you know what I mean? I hate racists. Now I really do.
Yeah, but don't we all?
You're always going to get it. It's never going to go. It's never.
Yeah.
But it's just too much. It's every time you see it on the TV, it's got to be black this and black.
Well, you said it the other day, didn't you? When we were talking a good few months ago, and you were saying this is going to damage more.
It is.
Anything.
Of course,
it is. Because people get fed up with it
all
the time.
They're
going to
be resentful.
It's just all the time.
It's like Bob Geldof. Can't stick the bastard.
No.
Yeah, when he was doing Band-Aid, I thought, yeah, did a good job, everything, all that. Now, when he comes on, I think, oh, fuck off, Bob. I think fuck off Boris
but
as
it
well.
But it goes to show that it hasn't got him anywhere as such, because
Do you ever see him anymore?
Ethiopia.
Apparently, he was in the pub in Loughborough the other day, but I don't know.
Was it?
No, I'm joking. Oh, I ain't seen him. No.
But like, he was like saying,
looking after Michael Hutchins' kid.
Give us your money, give us your money. Yeah, we gave him the money, and the Ethiopian government spent it on themselves.
Yeah, new cars. Then in Ethiopia, you never see a dirty politician's car.
No.
Yeah, they've got no water.
Like his daughter turned to drugs, died.
Mm.
His ex-wife turned to drugs and died. So him doing this moral thing hasn't got him anywhere.
No.
So how am I supposed to look up to him?
No, respect and that, so yeah.
But me personally, do I think there ought to be a Black James Bond? Absolutely not.
No.
I've been brought up as my image of this suave, middle-class, white James Bond who's not fat, not thin. Like, Sean Connery epitomised what a James Bond looks like.
Exactly.
That's always stayed with me.
Yeah.
He's got a cigarette. He'll slap a woman around the face.
Literally, quite a lot of the TV programmes now, they've stuck a black person
in everything
into it. I mean, look at
Emmerdale, Coronation Street.
Look at what's his name? Oh, on Sunday, the farm thing.
Oh, the Darling Buds of May.
Yeah, look at it. He's a black man there. They've been shoved in there. The Scarecrow thing.
Oh,
Wells
my
of Gummidge.
Yeah. Wells of Gummidge? Well, that's him out of fucking
John Twill.
The Office.
But that Larkins is a load of crap. Yeah. In the 50s, it would have got beaten up. For starters, he wasn't allowed to vote, and he certainly wouldn't be getting off with some white girl down a country lane. He'd be flaming lynched.
They just seem to have stuck black people in everything.
Yeah,
it's
like we were watching Emmerdale. There was like Asian family. Then they went to the cafe, this black vicar. Then Coronation Street, I got a black guy, no legs, brilliant actor. He couldn't act. But the guy keeps shoving it down the throat.
Are you saying these companies are ticking boxes, Chris?
Yeah,
a lot.
It's starting to irritate me. It's not making me go, I'm so proud to be black. Mm. It's about time that we came to the forefront.
That's a very good Cliff Richard.
Thank you. Because all that's going to happen is the general public are going to be resentful. They're going to turn and say, I'm sick of this shit. And they'll switch off.
It's like this.
That's what they'll do.
Yeah, they will.
This take a knee thing. I think they should stop it now anyway.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
It's not working like it did. They've overdone it, haven't they?
The thing, take the knee, right? I agree in principle of kicking racism out of football.
Yeah, I do.
But taking the knee doesn't include the fan, right? No. Now, if you're in a stadium where it's all seating, you can't take the knee. But if footballers did like a symbol like this, right, fans in the stand could put their arms up and cross them as well as joining together. So if you want to do something like that, if you want to kick racism out,
just don't do anything, enjoy the goddamn game.
Yeah. Who was it? Suarez, he never did it the other night, did he?
No, it's quite a few don't do it now, do they?
It's an empty gesture.
Like Adi said, you'll never get rid of racism. In, like, especially Europe, like, the Italians are the biggest racist. The Eastern Europeans, Ukraine.
Yeah,
Polish.
But, you'll never change that. But I tell you what I did notice. I watched Match Day 2 because Leeds drew against Leicester. I like to watch the highlights. And I watched the Liverpool game. Not Liverpool. It was who did Liverpool play? West Ham.
Oh, they got stuffed.
Brilliant game, 3-2. And there were more blacks in the West Ham team.
Yeah, there is.
And the Liverpool team. So we have broke through.
Yeah,
because
when
we were kids, all we had was Luther Blissett,
Justin,
John Barnes. It was so rare to see a black footballer.
Yeah.
And now, like when I was watching the West Ham game, it's something to be proud
of.
Yeah,
it is.
But don't keep doing this
forced
like I see the changes Adi does from when we were kids in the 70s and 80s, and it's now like I should feel as if I'm really proud, but it's starting to annoy me.
It's annoying a lot of people, isn't it? The thing is, how I look at it is, right, that if I meet you, I don't judge you by your colour, right? First,
why
you've
not
got, because I fucking don't, you tit.
I just bought yours.
Yeah, I know you're like, I'm in weight, I'm in ginger stuff. So you get one chance. If you act like a twat, it's not because of your colour.
No,
it's
but that's not
you're a
anyone.
Twat.
Of course
yeah.
it is.
I don't like a lot of white people because I think they're like, twats.
If you want to talk to me, I'll talk to you. If you don't want to talk to me, then
don't.
Enough.
Yeah.
But that's how I talk to anybody.
Yeah. It's got nothing to do with your skin colour.
No.
What was that? I thought I heard a ping.
I don't know.
So anyway, no James Bond.
No.
Well, this is quite funny now because this is coming on to the final thing of the day. Claudia Webb, the MP.
Oh,
interesting. The Leicester guy. Yes. He threatened to throw acid.
Yeah, she's avoided jail after threatening to throw acid at her friend of her boyfriend. She's 56. She was handed a suspended 10-week jail sentence and 200 hours community service at Westminster Magistrates. The Leicester East MP launched a campaign of harassment against Michelle Merritt, a longtime friend of her boyfriend, Lester Thomas. She was heard making these threats over the phone. So she's going to try and appeal against it.
Yeah.
And say she didn't do it. Yeah, it's on fucking tape. Yeah. We can hear it.
She's been punished. Do I think she should have had a custodial sentence? No. She's lost ever being an MP, so there's...
No, she's still an MP.
I thought... There's...
No, she's an MP. Yeah.
What, so she can carry on?
She's an independent. Labour have kicked her out.
So she will still get 70, 80 grand a year?
Yeah.
You see, that's wrong.
No, she's been... Well, I think what it is, she's appealing. And then what happens is after that, they have to have a vote of something in the constituency.
Competence.
And then it's 10% who say get rid, then it goes to a by-election and she has to apply for a seat again. She'll go under an independent.
I don't think she should be allowed. She should be banned for life.
Yeah, I do as well.
How can you vote for someone who threatens someone to throw acid in their face.
That's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not right.
It's wrong.
And yet she'll say, listen, I'm going to try and get like a bypass through here and all that. And yet, deep down, I know she'd love to throw acid in a love rival's face.
Yeah. Mm. I know it might have just been an idle threat.
You still don't say it.
Exactly. But it's obviously put, because she's a politician, she's got power. And obviously the woman who she was having a go at was scared. But it's just a complete joke, and it shouldn't be happening. It's just ridiculous. But I will say I've done a bit of research. Former Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, ex-Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell, and former Shadow Home Secretary Diane Abbott was among those providing character witnesses for the defendant. So that fucking helped, didn't it? Hey,
yeah.
You've got a letter from Diane Abbott written in fucking crayon.
But the thing is, Diane Abbott, if she supports anyone who's black, even if they've killed 20 people.
Yeah.
Yes, but they're a nice person. Her letter would mean jack shit to me.
Did you see that picture of her in the election? She put her fucking shoes on the wrong feet and it weren't a pair of shoes, it was two separate shoes or something.
I can't bear that woman.
I just honestly don't think that how anybody who can threaten to throw acid in somebody's face is actually allowed. I personally think that would have been a custodial sentence. I'd have given her the 10 weeks
really?
Anyway. Yeah, I do. Because if you go onto Google or Yahoo, because I'm going to stop using Google because it's all, they're fucking ruling the world and all. So if you go on Yahoo and type it in, man threatens woman with acid, everyone has gone down.
Wow.
Everyone has gone to prison for it.
Is there still Ask Jeeves?
Who? Ask Jeeves? No, I don't think there is.
Because when he first came out, if I wanted to find something out, because... I like Ask Jeeves.
Yeah. Unbelievable, isn't it? Ask Jeeves. That were a good idea, isn't it? I mean, battery light's flashing anyway. That's about it, really, then, lads.
Can I just say one thing?
One thing?
Please, if you don't mind. Can I just say
Should I just swap the battery over? Let me swap the battery.
I'm only going to be a minute.
Well, I don't know how long that battery's going
to
last.
Well, hopefully it'll last if that's it. Can I just say a big thank you to all Big Lad's fans for putting good words for me when me and Big Lad had that MS conversation. Thank you. Yeah, some of you guys said some nice things about it. I know some had some thumb down. I don't know why, but yeah.
I think that's more about me, mate, than you.
Yeah. But anyway, I just want to say a big thank you to you all. You're all very nice. Yeah. So
did I say middle of December?
Something like that.
And then when I say how much there is and then I'll give it to you and then you can give it to Thingy. So.
Thank you. It was very nice.
Yeah. But I'll go back onto this thing. She taken the seat off Keith Vaz, didn't she? You have got to actually think to yourself. Let me do this. Let me just change this fucking thing so I can do it. Right, Aidy had to go and have a slash. I had to change the battery. Chris has got to move in a bit closer to the camera. It was quite surprising that she took over from Keith Vaz, isn't it?
Controversial
washing machine salesman who was quite happy to, you know, be naughty. I don't know how much you can say, really, can you, on these kind of things before you start getting...
Yeah.
It's a bit, you know what I mean? Anyway, go and look up Keith Vaz, washing machines and rent boys. So anyway, Labour have actually kicked her out of the party, Claudia Webb. Mm. They've gone, you're a very naughty, naughty girl. Can you please get out? It just amazes me how these politicians seem to think they can do things, get away with it and abuse their authority. I'm a big fan of independent MPs. Mm. Don't have Labour, don't have Conservative, don't have Liberal Democrats, don't have Scottish National Party. Just have independents. That way
Who pays the independent then? How do they get paid?
Well, what you would do is you would find a backer to promote your election campaign.
Right.
And then that way, they'd still get paid like they do now. That we would still go to work, we would still pay our tax, and they would still take our money.
Mm. Right.
And their massive, overinflated pension.
Okay.
And all that, and all their expenses. They'd still get all that, but they wouldn't have to answer to a whip. Right. You know, Boris Johnson wouldn't tell our MP, Jane Hunt, you must vote this way. You would have to vote the way you wanted to vote.
Okay.
What do you think to that, Chris?
I agree.
You lost it then, Chris. Chris,
I was thinking about my tea then, what I was having.
But anyway, going on with this, Claudia, she wants to thank her constituents, her family, friends and comrades in the Labour movement. Well, that didn't go down well, did it? Because they fucking kicked her out of the Labour movement, or the Labour Party. And that's about it, really. I mean, who in the right mind would want a relationship with her now?
No.
Crazy, isn't it?
I don't think she was a very nice person anyway, was she, to be fair? I think...
You think she'd be clever, though. And if you're an MP, why would you send text messages incriminating yourself?
Well, I think they actually recorded her saying it down the phone. So I think she recorded it.
Just don't say it.
Especially in her position, it's going to come and bite.
Heat of the moment, but this must have. But gone
it
on wasn't. For
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like sometimes you get angry and you say things, but this went on for months.
Yeah,
and people do it, don't they? Yeah. So,
well, like I say, crazy. You look up your Yahoo. You don't Google your Yahoo. Man threatens woman with acid, and they've pretty much all gone to prison for it. And rightly so. I'm not defending anybody who can deform. So, I mean, to go to prison for so long and you've thrown acid in somebody's face is just a joke. You should be going, it's life.
You ruined someone's life. Look at that Piper.
Yeah.
I mean, the pain she must go, the operations, the years. And to get through it the way she has.
And she's a good-looking girl now. I mean, oh, God, that sounds bad again. But, the work that she's had done.
Oh, can you imagine what she mentally did to her? And she just seems like a really nice person.
Yeah, she does, don't she?
So what right is he... Just because she rejected him, what right did he have to do that?
Nobody's got any right to do anything like that, either. They're just sick bastards.
This is what people are like.
This is what I'm saying.
I've never understood that. If you don't want to be with someone...
Just go.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. Just if they don't want to be with you, right, sorry, drop them a text, Chris, and say, I don't want to be with you anymore.
But it's just like the ones who arrest you, innit?
Just say, it's not you, it's me. You deserve someone a lot better. I always say that rubbish.
Yeah.
I mean it as well.
Yeah.
And that's it.
How can they get better than you, Chris? I honestly don't know.
Stop it. You embarrass me. You're right, but you do embarrass me.
Right, we're going to knock this on the end then, because I think this has probably been one of the longest BVM Presents 3Ps in a podcast ever. Thoroughly enjoyed it. We've had a good chat, though, haven't we?
We have.
I'm glad to be back. It's been good.
Glad
I've enjoyed
to be,
it.
Oh, that's fucking Gary Glitter, isn't it? I don't want to do that. I was doing the
it's good
Oasis.
To be back.
I was doing
good
the Oasis be, yeah. clip, not the Gary Glitter get, bit. Yeah, enjoyed this, and hopefully with the way Chris's life is going, we're called to have more of these because
more regular,
more regular ones. It's going to be good. So thank you once again. Thank you again for pushing the podcast on the podcast thing. 145. Get in there.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Spread the word so we can get in the top five.
Yeah,
and go on Radio 2 with Zoe Ball.
I can compete with Jackmate.
Who's that?
Oh, for fuck's sake. It's one of the biggest podcasters in England. Oh. I've been on his podcast. I went down to London and I was on it.
Can't you even take us?
Oh, no, because I only did it then. Oh. Like ages ago. When people used to like me. You know, people used to watch what I did. Here we go then. So thank you. Thank you again once to Grandma's Studio in Loughborough. Check them out if you want to do a podcast in Loughborough and everybody's happy. Okay, lads, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It's like Blue Peter.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.